Welcome to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Today, we celebrate the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our Mass presider is Father Francis Xavier Chong. With joy in our hearts, let us all stand and join the choir in singing the entrance hymn.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to SAC in Shenzhen. Today, the Roman Catholic Church is celebrating 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The intention for today's Holy Mass, let us pray for mutual respect among different religious tradition, through which we can understand the willing of God and praising God. Secondly, we pray for ourselves and may the Holy Mass strengthen our faith, show that we are the children of God in our daily life. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Christe eleison.
church is their home. Et in ella pax hominibus, bone voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te, ever-living God, grant that we may always confirm our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with a staff of Gad in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in the battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight, but when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation. through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being, and a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render just a decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Be seated, please. Each year, on the 15th of October, on the Memorial Feast Day of Saint Teresa de Avila from Spain. Today, there are the Catholics from Madrid, from Spain. In the Teresa de Avila, in her motto, she said like that,
Let nothing dismay you. Let nothing disturb you. Everything changes. God never changes. Pray just like omnipotent. Those people who found God will find them like nothing. God alone suffices. Indeed, pray just like omnipotent. Everybody will pray. Pray such a conversation, heart-to-heart conversation between God and a human being. Every day, every early morning, before meals, after meal, before going to bed, being Christian, Catholic, even sometimes in a special occasion, non-believers, they already know how to pray in front of earthquake, disaster. They know how to pray. They know the praise, idea of praise, nothing to do with people, among people, something to do with a conversation between God, infinity, with finity, totality, and partiality. So every day we pray without ceasing. For example, today is the first day of Exodus, the pray Amalek, the army. Joshua beat Amalek. Moses, Hur, and Aaron. Three of them, they pray together, eventually defeat the Amalek, the army. And Moses hold his head, hands to God. Sometimes he was tired, exhausted. So he invited Aaron and her help him to sit on the stone to hold his hands to God. To pray. Pray in team. Pray in getting together. Pray in the special international community. Pray in the gathering. Let us pray together. Particularly in our individual family, father, mother, and the baby, pray together. Like Moses, Aaron, and Hur, they pray together. This kind of pray, just like omnipotent. And also we pray for what? For our personal faith in God, through God, with God, by the Holy Spirit. We are not only pray for myself, for the materialism, but pray for me to be a better person in God's hands. This we should be praying like that. And like today's gospel, Jesus Christ told his disciples a parable, the dishonest judge with a widow. The widow also asked for from the dishonest judge so many times without ceasing. Eventually, even though his dishonest judge to avoid disturbing, bothering him again, so he answered to help her. Between God and us also, we should pray to God without ceasing, always, every second, every minute, every hour. For example, every early morning we get up, so we pray to God. Thanks be to God. You give me the safe night and a dream. Thanks be to God to you. You give me a new day to enjoy. This kind of pray. Before the breakfast, after breakfast, before meal, we give thanks to our Lord. Lord, it's you. Accept my prayer. So through my effort, you give me such beautiful dishes to enjoy. After meal, also we should give thanks to God because so many people, they're eager to eat, but nothing to eat.
Before going to bed, we say, Lord, we give thanks to you for you. Let me go through the day, one day. I offer my night to your hands. Pray without ceasing. Sometimes in his time, God will give us the things, some things, such beautiful, just proper to us. But in his time, everything is beautiful. So let us pray to God with perseverance, without stopping and ceasing. Because prayer can strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ. Prayer, just omnipotent, can connect my eagerness with God. Prayer can show who we are. Prayer can help us to understand what we like for tomorrow. Without ceasing. Pray just like omnipotent. Pray. May God bless you.
Credo in unum Deum,
Pater omnipotente, Factorem caeli et terrae, Visibilium omnium, et invisibilium. Thank you.
From the Lord who made heaven and earth indeed. The Lord is omnipotent God. Now let us offer our thoughts, selves, everything to Almighty God.
Let our response be, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the Holy Church. May we be a community of faith, united in purpose, supporting one another as Moses and Joshua did, and recognizing the unique gifts each member brings to the mission of Christ. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for leaders in every field, spiritual, civic, and educational. May they seek wisdom, not in power alone, but in collaboration, humility, and counsel of others. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who teach and preach the Word of God. May they be patient, faithful, and inspired by Scripture, power to teach, correct, and train in righteousness. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all who feel weary or alone in their struggles. May they find strength in community and comfort in knowing that God responds swiftly to those who persevere in prayer. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our parish community. May we grow in fidelity to God's word, surround ourselves with wise and faithful companions, and never cease to pray with hope. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
in the silence of our hearts, let us now pray for our own personal intentions. For this, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty ever-living God, hear our prayers. Grant us what we are asking for through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. For the praise and glory of His name, for our good and the good of all His holy Church. Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mystery we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right, our duty, our salvation. Always, everywhere, to give you thanks, O Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the wayward that is ours, He hath humbled Himself, was above the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, He freed us from ending death, and by rising from the dead, He gave our life eternal. And so with angels, archangels, with Lord and dominions, and with all the hold and power of heaven, within the hymn your glory, and without end we acclaim.
Yeah.
are indeed holy, O Lord,
the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, the gifts we pray by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you."
In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with our Pope Leo XIV, our bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Saint Joseph, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who preach you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, mighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Salutaribus mundi et divina institutione formati audemus dicere.
Amen.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil.
Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each sign of peace in Christ.
Him who takes away the sins of the world.
Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I'm not worthy that you should end under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Next Sunday, the third annual celebration of unity in diversity. This is very important for the parish, for local parish. When we are enjoying ourselves in the daily life, we must pay attention to those people who are most in need, particularly for disabled orphans. Annually, our St. Andrew Church Parish, through this special gathering for next Sunday, the takes raise money which will directly deliver to the disabled orphans in Handan Diocese. The 48 disabled orphans managed and served by the religious sisters. This is our only SEC we can do something for them. This sharing is double happiness in Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, being the parish of this SAC in Shenzhen, I do warmly invite each one of you to come earlier before 10 a.m. Only once a year, did you get up early? 1 hour. So before 10 o'clock, we will have very solemn procession for different countries, different national flags surrounding the church. And after that, we have a mass, bilingual mass. So very, very important. Thank you.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
For the